With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A federal court has granted preliminary approval to John Deere's proposed $99 million antitrust settlement involving farmer right to repair lawsuits. Reports show that clears the way for producers to review or challenge the agreement before final approval later this year. The U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois approved the preliminary settlement on Monday in a case involving lawsuits filed by farmers back in 2022. Plaintiffs alleged that Deere monopolized the repair market by restricting access to diagnostic software and repair tools for company equipment. The court also stated that the proposed agreement appears fair, reasonable, and adequate pending a final fairness hearing scheduled for October of this year. Under the agreement, Deere would establish a $99 million settlement fund for eligible farmers who paid authorized dealers for repairs since January of 2018. The company also agreed to provide farmers access to digital diagnostic and repair tools for large agricultural equipment for the next 10 years. The USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced several updates to livestock and dairy insurance programs beginning with the 2027 crop year. The changes affect the livestock risk protection, livestock gross margin, and dairy revenue protection programs and were approved by the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors. Among the updates are new subsidy capture language addressing off-exchange contracts, revised definitions, and subsidy percentages for beginning farmers and ranchers to align with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and expanded flexibility allowing concurrent coverage between similar livestock programs. RMA also said policies that have not earned premiums for three consecutive years may now be subject to cancellation. Additional revisions clarify when insurance coverage can be transferred and updated policy language for consistency across RMA insurance products. RMA Administrator Pat Swanson said the changes are designed to strengthen risk management tools for livestock and dairy producers nationwide. U.S. soybean and grain export inspections declined week over week, that according to the latest data from the USDA. The agency said soybean inspections for offshore delivery totaled just over 483,000 metric tons during the week ending May 14th. That was down from 663,000 tons the previous week, but above the 225,000 inspected during the same week last year. Corn inspections also declined, falling to 1.38 million metric tons from 1.7 million the week before. However, inspections remain well ahead of last year's pace overall, despite trailing the 1.76 million tons that were reported during the same week back in 2025. Wheat export inspections dropped sharply to 224,000 metric tons, that down from 511,000 the previous week and 431,000 tons a year ago. Since the beginning of the marketing year, soybean inspections have totaled 34.5 million metric tons. That's below last year's 44.2 million mark. Corn inspections reached 58.6 million metric tons, wheat inspections climbing to 23.1 million tons. Americans continue to buy more meat despite rising grocery store prices. That according to new market intel analysis from the American Farm Bureau Federation ahead of the Memorial Day grilling season. The report said meat sales reached $112 billion in 2025, with more than 98% of U.S. households purchasing meat for meals. The USDA also forecasts that beef, pork, and chicken consumption will increase once again in 2026. Beef prices remain at record highs, averaging $9.64 per pound in the month of April. That's up 13% from a year ago. Farm Bureau economists cited strong demand and the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years as the major factors behind the higher prices. Pork prices rose modestly, with pork chops averaging $4.33 a pound, while chicken prices remained relatively stable. Boneless chicken breast averaged $4.17 per pound in April, slightly below a year ago levels as poultry production continues recovering from avian influenza outbreaks. AFBF President Zippy Duvall urged policymakers to support ranchers as producers work to rebuild livestock herds and meet consumer demand. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.